Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It is December 17th, 2014. Let's get straight into our news tonight. Do you not have enough people watching your every movement? We see cameras on every street corner, cops all too willing to pull you over, people hacking your emails, the NSA, Google says you have no reasonable expectation of privacy. Talked to the guy a few months ago, said that it's no conspiracy theory that police can listen to your calls in real time. All this stuff is real. And now we have this. $1 billion surveillance blimp to launch over Maryland. In just a few days, the Army will launch the first of two massive blimps over Maryland, the last gasp of an 18-year-long, $2.8 billion Army project intended to use giant airships to defend against cruise missiles, yeah, and also to steal away your privacy. And while the blimps may never stave off a barrage of enemy missiles, their ability to spot and track cars, trucks, and boats hundreds of miles away is raising serious privacy concerns. And yes, that's what my concern is. Yes, I definitely want deterrence from missiles, other things of the like, but we're doing this at a great cost to our personal privacy. And let's face it, when's the last time we were under the threat of a cruise missile attack? I'm not saying we shouldn't be ready, but it's kind of a far shot out there. But they'll do anything. If you're willing to sacrifice your privacy for security, you'll definitely lose both of them. Let's switch gears now and talk about a young man who lost his right to mobility for the sake of punishment.
Being blind means even the fun things take extra work.
It's a lot harder with this.
That's why Dakota depends on a cane to get around, and he says this noodle isn't doing much good. A spokeswoman with the North Kansas City School District said Dakota was acting up on the bus Monday and hit somebody with his cane.
They said they were going to give me this for the next 2 weeks.
And to be fair to the school, yes, it was their cane. But think about it this way. If somebody was ramming into other people's shins with a wheelchair, I don't think they would take the wheelchair away. At least I hope they definitely would not take the wheelchair away. And let's end tonight with this before we go into more special reports. Another positive gun story that you won't hear in the mainstream news.
He's coming through the window. And my grandson says, stop. I got a gun.
But George Wyatt says the suspect, 18-year-old Issei Delsed, wouldn't listen. He says that's when Delsed broke through the window and his grandson started firing.
Where did your grandson get this gun?
It's mine. I left it here for protection.
Wyatt says his grandson fired 3 shots from his Glock 380. We know at least one bullet hit and killed the 18-year-old.
And speaking of things that you won't hear in the mainstream press, coming up after this break, John Bound has a special report about the Spokane Sheriff's Department doubling, tripling down on controversial comments that it made last week. And after that, I'll be talking to Carvin Hagens, a music producer and artist, about how very controversial lyrics are being marketed towards children. Stay tuned. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of 2 organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for 6 more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Today I'm going to hear to talk to you a little bit about a InfoWars report that states that a Spokane County deputy stated that we need a armored personnel vehicle to deal with constitutionalists that have stockpiled ammunition.
That is totally appropriate in Iraq, but where? What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition.
That report in and of itself is very misleading. What you haven't been told is a particular interview started by a lady filming deputies at a charity function that were working with the MRAT, and her whole contention was that we were trying to desensitize children to the fact that we had an MRAP, that it was all propaganda. She then proceeded to interview not just one deputy, but a sergeant, a corporal, and a deputy. My question is why is only 3 seconds of that interview being shown by InfoWars?
Because we are engaged in real journalism here. We go wherever the truth leads us. Now, we've seen a long slide towards a paramilitary police state in this country. I've been talking about it for a long time, made 4 films on the subject since the late 1990s, and we are now here. They've gone from denying that this is happening to admitting it.
The FBI, the DHS, and the nation's police departments, they are being trained that we are the enemy. And look, I've got here a Department of Justice constitutionalist extremist guide right here in my hand. This was published by the DOJ. And it says to look out for American citizens who are members of the Patriot Movement. This is a training manual that's titled Investigating Terrorism and Criminal Extremism, published by the DOJ, complete with terms and concepts to help recognize potential extremists. And I'm going to read some of their bullet points, and you're not going to believe this. This is what they consider to be extremist speech. Anyone who talks about black helicopters, well, they are obviously prone to conspiracy theory beliefs, and they should be monitored and considered a threat, according to the DOJ. If you talk about the Bilderberg Group or the Trilateral Commission or the CFR, you are a threat. Anyone who talks about the Illuminati or the New World Order, well, you're a threat. And if you stockpile food, water, and weapons, you might be an extremist, according to the United States Department of Justice.
My other question is, since this happened on December 7th, and InfoWars didn't reach out until December 12th at 9:39 p.m., why didn't they bother to try to take a chance and contact the sheriff's office during operation hours, so we could have a chance to respond to this? They contacted Representative Matt Shea. Why not talk to the sheriff before running the story?
Let's go to John in Washington. Go ahead, John.
Hello, guys. This is a fellow who lived in Spokane, Washington. I operated a large informational website in Spokane, and I lived there, and it got so bad with surveillance and harassment that I moved to a neighboring county. I live about 14 miles off the paved road, and twice out here in recent history, I have seen bearcats on the dirt road right at sundown patrolling, and they were not the same model. They were 2 different ones. I was in an adjacent county minding my own business 10:45 one night in the year 2005, and on a telephone call from Spokane County to Stevens County, the Stevens County sheriff, who was Craig Thayer, picked me up at my home, transported me across county lines, turned me over to the Spokane County Sheriff's Department, who gulagged me for over a week without getting to see a magistrate, with absolutely no telephone call whatsoever. I lost $36,000 in construction contracts because of it, and nobody knew where I was, and my dogs were locked in the house with no food. So I can tell you for a fact that Spokane County not only handles Spokane County like a commissar, they actually dictate to Stevens County, Ponderay County, Ferry County, all of the adjacent counties, Lincoln County. Whatever Spokane says, they will do it.
Spokane's Mayor David Condon released more details on his police action plan this morning. Take a look. It includes having officers connect with communities by attending neighborhood council meetings. Officers will also receive specialized training to help them deal with vulnerable populations like the mentally ill. And Condon wants to enhance civilian oversight of the police department.
All of these changes coming from recommendations out of the Use of Force Commission. And those do include those body cameras, in which all Spokane police officers will be wearing one of those by the end of the year. And all of these changes, of course, sparked by cases like Otto Zem, in which a former Spokane police officer was sent to prison for using excessive force.
This is video of Sergeant Pete Bunch from 2005. Last Friday, Bunch was reportedly walking a couple blocks from his South Hill home when a neighbor called police thinking he was a prowler. She'd watched him walk through her backyard and her neighbor's yards. Court documents say the first officer on scene stopped Bunch in the street, but Bunch wouldn't look at him and appeared to be in a daze. Police say Bunch was uncooperative and wouldn't answer questions, but he did say he was looking for his lost dog.
Is obstructing and resisting offense that can get a sheriff's deputy fired?
Depends on the act. It's not one of those that is good for your career, I can tell you this.
To tell you that we have suffered a terrible tragedy this last night, 11 o'clock, my father got out of his bed responding to what he thought was a burglar and took a gun with him. Challenged that vehicle in his parking lot there in front of the plant farm. Subsequently, a deputy sheriff shot him and killed him.
We're told Jacobs wanted to turn himself in after a night of drinking on a child support warrant. Three deputies showed up at their door around 5:40 Saturday morning.
The police knocked on the door. I opened it. They asked if he was there. I moved out of the way. They come in. They said, there's a knife. There's a knife.
We're told one deputy shot and killed Jacobs.
He had a knife that was in a big thick case that was in the chair behind him.
Next thing I know, the cops kicked in the door. I stepped back. Kenny reached for the knife and they shot him.
In the end, the Department of Justice will issue recommendations, and if they aren't followed, the Spokane Police Department would risk stricter oversight by the DOJ.
Apparently, it wasn't that hot of a story if they waited a week. InfoWars and Alex Jones, in my opinion, this is standard operation procedure. They only give you what fits their agenda.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories that seduce Republicans. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
How on earth does that kind of rhetoric to the American people serve any kind of sensible, rational purpose?
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube, he had 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into at crazy profit by people in the media.
We're getting the big stories wrong over and over again.
If you take a look at their site right now, you will find death threats towards this deputy that remain on that website. In my opinion, that is unconscionable.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that in uniform.
Especially when this deputy has 20 years of law enforcement service, has a Medal of Valor, and has served his nation in the United States military. He has taken the oath of office. He has sworn to protect and uphold the Constitution. It is sad and regrettable that he chose his words poorly, because he used broad brush strokes.
That is totally appropriate in Iraq, but where, what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
If you ask people, many people call me a constitutionalist. I wear that title with honor because I do firmly believe in the Constitution of the United States. If you take a look at the facts, Washington law enforcement has done more to protect the rights, especially the gun rights of its citizens, than many of these groups that are decrying the Deputies Commons. We have worked against the Washington version of the Brady Bill. I myself and law enforcement in the state of Washington in 2014 stepped out against I-594, which, in my opinion, was a very broad brush law that is unenforceable and has issues that affected gun rights. We have also taken the time to ensure, I personally ensured that in our county's emergency operation plan, that it reads that no law-abiding citizen will ever have their gun rights or their guns taken from them during a declared emergency. Again, Washington law enforcement has done more to protect the Second Amendment and stand for the Constitution than many of these groups. And it is sad that Representative Matt Shea has taken these tacks of attacking his own law enforcement agency multiple times now.
Why do you need bayonets? Why do local law enforcement need bayonets? Give me one instance where they could use those things. And I think that that's what this particular individual, when they interviewed the deputy, was asking the same question. And the question has to be answered by him, not by the public. He's the one that has to defend why he's against being a constitutionalist, being against somebody that loves the rule of law, that loves the Constitution, being against somebody that believes that the Constitution means what it says. He's got to defend that. And his deflection, which is what that 9-minute video was really kind of what he does here in Spokane County, is a long pattern of behavior of bullying and intimidation. And that's really the way it came across to me and many other elected officials out here in Spokane Valley.
I didn't hear Matt decry the fact that people that carry the banner that we all support of our constitutional rights, when these people purposely went out and killed police officers.
Whether this is staged, and boy, there's a lot of evidence it is, or whether this is just organic mind control of the sick culture, people that feel so empty and poor and pathetic that they want power, so they imagine they're comic book villains and go out and kill police. Probably 100 times the last 6 months, I have said that you're going to start seeing police officers getting shot in public, and it's going to be blamed on the Tea Party and, quote, super patriots, because it's in the dramas, it's in the sitcoms, it's in the movies, it's in the comic books. And whether it's staged black op false flags, which we know have happened in the past, or whether it's weak-minded schizophrenics or people with all sorts of personality disorders going out and doing it, it's the sick culture.
In Las Vegas, after the Bundy incident, two of those people that went down to support Bundy killed two Las Vegas police officers and draped their bodies in the Gadsden flag. I did not hear Representative Shea decry the death of those officers. And quite frankly, as constitutional loving citizens, we all should have decried the heinous acts committed by some that claim to hold our beliefs, because they truly do not hold our beliefs.
Deport British citizen Piers Morgan for attacking Second Amendment. take a look. More than 104,000 people have signed it so far. And joining me now is one of the people behind the petition, Alex Jones. He's host of the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
That is the biggest problem we have in America today, is that we have people that preach fear and hatred.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
I wrote Blacklash to expose the failures of the progressives and also to push back on the black liberal establishment whose message is about wealth redistribution and race baiting. Here we have the MSNBC characters like Torre and Al Sharpton who were spewing this nonsense.
Break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
This is nothing more than a continuation of that preaching of fear and hatred against law enforcement and the government. Our whole society has become polarized, and it is a shame that we allow these hate mongers and these fear mongers to control the day.
And CNN, Time Magazine, MSNBC saying, hey, it's good to riot. It's legitimate. Louis Farrakhan and others saying, yeah, go ahead and target whites. That's crazy. You like the Bosnian guy who I guarantee has no connection to slavery in this country, barely speaks English, getting his head clubbed in by hammers? I mean, by black folks? I mean, really, Farrakhan? Really? He deserved to have his head clubbed in?
It violates my belief in what America can be. To hear young people feeling marginalized and distrustful even after they've done everything right. That's not who we are.
That is President Obama in a press conference yesterday. I was monitoring all the major morning shows on cable and broadcast TV this morning, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, 100% hyping and race baiting, where the only issue in America is black versus white and the people versus the police. No discussion of the banking complex, the military-industrial complex, the legal law firm complex and accounting firm complex that is tax-free above the law, that has publicly militarized and globalized and federalized our police and are the authors of the vicious police tactics and policies that have been put forward. They're installing the same tactics in Europe, in Australia, in the United States, in Canada. Someone questions the police, so they choke them to death. In the case up in New York, where riots are promised if the cops aren't indicted. And in that case, they really do kill him. They really do grab him. He's not resisting him. He's just talking to him. And four white cops kill him deader than a hammer.
I am asking every citizen of Spokane County to step up and say no more. No more demonizing the very people that have sworn to protect you because of 3 seconds of video and 3 seconds of something taken out of context. That deputy is a very great individual. He serves the community well. And I will be having a discussion with him about his choice of words. But let me leave no doubt in your minds that we are constitutionally based. We enforce the Constitution. And at no time will that piece of equipment be used to take your constitutional rights away. But it will be used to save your lives. And that's why we have it. We have threats from around the world that we deal with on a daily basis. We have threats of people going into our schools and shooting our children. We have threats of people putting bombs on our streets. We have the equipment to deal with those threats. And that equipment is there to save your lives and to protect the lives of the men and women that ride in them to come and rescue you. This is Sheriff Ozzy Knezovich. I hope I have made it very clear that I am appalled by the misinformation put out by InfoWars without the opportunity to address 3 seconds of comment. Where's the rest of the tape? Where's the rest of the interview? Where's the tape showing the individual that taped this saying that we were trying to use this as propaganda, this piece of equipment, to desensitize children towards it? Where is that? If you really want to have the debate, I will be more than happy to debate anybody on this issue. I will be more than happy to look Alex Jones in the eyes and tell him my opinions. And I am more than willing to debate Representative Matt Shea at any time on these issues.
I think that any time we have somebody that is saying innocent citizens that have done nothing else other than love the Constitution are somehow the enemy, we don't live in a free country anymore. And when that is allowed to stand, then tyranny gets a foothold. And I think that that's one of the reasons there's been such this great public outcry here in Spokane Valley, Washington, why there's going to be a protest in front of the sheriff's office this weekend, and why he needs to take action to do, I think, the right thing, which would be to apologize to the citizens, do some remedial constitutional rights classes, establish a citizen board to oversee the deployment of that MRAP, or even better yet, get rid of it and send it back. And also to meet with the people he's offended instead of trying to blame them for what his deputy said. And clearly, what other conversations occurred before this to make that deputy so comfortable that he could say that in a public place in front of a Walmart?
Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control.
The Molon Lave silver coin, certified by the Provident Mint. This 1 ounce silver round is 0.999% fine silver, inspired by the legendary Spartan King Leonidas and his refusal to lay down arms in defiance of Emperor Xerxes. Molon Lave, that's Greek for come and take it. This is available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Act now as supplies are limited. And don't forget, free shipping and a free gift. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. income and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
And welcome back. You know, when I was a kid, one of the most controversial songs of the day was Baby Got Back. It's pretty laughable now when you think about it. At the time, Sir Mix-a-Lot said a lot of censors wouldn't like the song. Now they even play it at high school football games. How far we've come, you know, from that to what it is today. You can turn on any award show, you see a striptease, you see guys running around with their pants down, all types of other shenanigans going on. And I'm not calling for the censorship of any of this, any of these artists, but I think it would behoove them to be very cautious and knowledgeable of the audience that they're directing these messages to. And that's what we're going to talk about with our guest tonight, Carvin Hagens. He is a music producer and artist who's worked with the likes of Will Smith and Justin Timberlake. Thank you for joining us today, Carvin.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, now before we go deeper into the topics, just tell us a little bit about your musical background.
Well, I've been in the music industry for about 20 years. I started off as a rapper. After that, I went into production, started working for Jazzy Jeff's company, DJ Jazzy Jeff, who was a partner of Will Smith. And he had a production company called A Touch of Jazz. So I did a lot of my production and songwriting with his camp. And basically, that's how I got my start in the music industry.
So you're looking at the music industry today, and you'd like to see maybe a few things different. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, actually, I'd like to see a lot of things different. I think that the image of black men in the music industry and black women have lost all respect and integrity. And I think that, and it's not all artists, but for some artists, and they know who they are, they have taken the platform of being an artist and turn it into more like a national striptease or some type of degrading of our art, culture, and people.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about the things that are going on, is it just the sexuality, or are there other aspects such as the violence or the drug glorification? Are those things that concern you as well?
Oh yeah, all of those things and all of the above. You know, we have misogyny, we have the disrespect, we have drugs, we have violence, we have rape, we have murder. I mean, there's so many dimensions to black music right now, but none of them are positive.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to bring back the positive aspect of creativity in the black community.
So we see a lot of this. You know, even when I was in high school, you know, back in the early mid-2000s, you know, we saw so much of the aggressive type music, the sexualized music, not going back decades. It's nothing new. So what would you say to these artists if you had a chance to sit down with, you know, some of the more explicit ones out there? What would you say to him or her as far as their portrayal in the music industry?
One of the things I would just say is be mindful of your influence, because I know you're just making the music for you and your friends or who you think are listening, but there are children that's 3 and 4 years old that's listening to what you're talking about and pretty much trying to become what you're talking about. And the sad thing is that if that's not really you, if you're acting, then stop acting. Stop putting on a minstrel show. It's time to stand up.
Time to stand up. And you mentioned something to me off camera about the FCC. What would you like to see the FCC's involvement be?
Well, I want the FCC to enforce the restrictions that they have. So there's an indecency restriction that they have that I've seen music cannot be played between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Well, on black radio, the music is obscene from start to finish. You listen to the lyrics of these artists where Bobby Smurda is talking about catching a body just a week ago, talking about killing the preacher, to Beyonce talking about having fellatio or giving fellatio in the backseat of a limousine. So it's like, we need some respect.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought that up, because I hear a lot about what the men are doing. I'm sure, you know, earlier this year, they had the big controversy with T.I. and Robin Thicke, you know, talking about their video and their song. But, you know, it's always about what the guys are doing, not so much about what the ladies are doing. But, you know, as well as I do, you turn on these award shows, you know, the guys may be running around with their pants down, but it's the ladies who are on stage stripping off their clothing. And of course, it's not all of them. You do have, you know, very respectable, conservative ladies out there, but you do have that going on as well. So it's across the board, and I'm glad that you really touched on that. Now, something I want to talk about as far as you're saying you want FCC to enforce their restrictions, their sanctions, are you calling for any type of particular censorship? I know you said there's certain hours you don't want these things to be played on the radio, but would you encourage any type of censorship of these lyrics?
No, I really don't care about the censorship aspect because let's be realistic, you know, guns are made, but there is something in place to keep guns out of the hands of children. Mm-hmm. Cigarettes are made, and there's something that keeps the cigarettes out of the hand of the children. I mean, even if we go all the way down to pornography, I don't have a problem with people making it. I don't watch it. But my issue with pornography is if I turn on the TV while I'm trying to get my daughter ready for school in the morning and there's a porno playing, now I have a problem, especially if it's on public television. I have a major issue with that. So that's the same thing I'm just talking about with the music. The radio stations are terrestrial and it's free to anyone that tunes in. And our children don't need to be listening to audio porno in the morning and all day long.
I hear you on that because, you know, that was my stance on it. You know, people have the freedom of speech. They can do whatever they want to do. But as far as the marketing of these of this genre, or this type of music, the aggressive music, the sexual music, whatever it may be, because you can turn on a child award show and you see, you know, the rapper with the, you know, violent lyrics or the lady with the sexual lyrics or whatever it is. I'm like, you know, I'm sure there's an audience for that, you know, a grown audience, you know, grown-ups can do what they want to do, but let's not market this to children. Let's not market this to people that really shouldn't be listening to it.
Right. I mean, if you take Miley Cyrus, for example, all right, all of her songs, she's talking about getting high, partying, you know, lesbian acts, and whatever you do is what you do, but you can't top it off with stuffed animals and rainbows and unicorns. It's like, wait, the appearance is for children, so children will be fascinated at what they're looking at, as well as taking in that poisonous message. You know, even with Nicki Minaj and her new song, Pills and Potion, she has a video. It looks like Alice in Wonderland. And, you know, if the kids keep watching long enough, they're going to learn how to commit suicide. You know, it's just, it's not good.
Yeah, it's all over. Now, tell us about the Rage Against Ratchet.
Well, Rage Against the Ratchet is something that we started on Mother's Day. And it was just like, you know, we're going after radio and we're protesting radio and telling them to stop feeding this poison to the black community. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, why do we go after radio? Well, radio, they are the gatekeepers of the music. And in order, it's like the drug dealer. The drug dealer don't make the drugs. He don't grow the drugs. He don't produce the drugs. What he do is he stand on the corner and give it to the community. So the radio is the drug dealers of this poisonous music. They're on the community. They're right on the corners of our community, peddling it to the people. So Rage Against the Ratchet was started to shut black radio down and say, listen, go back to what you used to be. You used to be the cornerstone of our community. You used to be informative. You used to be uplifting. You used to be power empowering. And now you're being the degradation or the destruction of our community. You're making millions of dollars off of our community. So stop killing our community. Just put some more back into it, you know?
Okay, Carvin, talking about this dead or in jail culture. You know, we hear all the rappers, you know, you got to be a real rapper, you're dead or you're in jail. And even as a kid, you know, or a high school student, I'm listening to this music and I'm like, this guy who's telling me I need to be in the grave or in jail is on stage rapping at the Grammys, you know. But I guess there are people who fall for that. Do you see that in your comings and goings?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, when you take a look at most of these rappers, I mean, you know, if we even start at Drake and he's like, well, I started from the bottom. It's like, well, dude, you were in Canada with the swimming pool and you were on Degrassi. Like, what's bottom to you?
Mm-hmm.
Bottom to me is homeless and bottom to me is sleeping in the house with no heat. So, you know, you get a lot of these rappers who are really good actors and they're convincing our children that this is what they should be. I mean, you know, even when they talk about Rick Ross, you know, and it's sad that the real Rick Ross is a good guy and, you know, he served his life sentence and he came out and he's changing communities and fighting for the children and trying to bring positive. And then there's a man who imposter who has his name that's glorifying something that he was a prison guard to. So it's kind of hard to, you know, hard to figure it out, you know, especially if you're a child, you know. I just hope that these guys man up, realize what's happening in our society, realize what's happening even in our communities with young men being profiled by white police officers who's like, well, I thought he was a thug or a murderer. Well, if he's listening to rap music, if this police officer is studying our culture through rap music, the first impression when he see a young man with his pants halfway down, that's something he's going to think, oh, he's a killer like they say in the video. So, you know, we just got to be mindful at the images we're portraying.
Mm-hmm. Carvin Hagens, now, as you give us your final thoughts, maybe there's some young people out there, they don't really know anything besides what's on the radio right now. Can you recommend any artist or any place where they can go and hear some more positive, uplifting type of music?
Well, what's amazing is that a lot of artists are now changing. There's a Kendrick Lamar. He's very lyrical, witty, with intelligence and saying some positive things. You have a new, but J. Cole's new album. He just went and introspect. He started looking at what he was presenting. And the amazing thing is that what we present as artists is not just for America. It's an international look. So if we look like murderers and killers and whores and pimps here, it's an international view of who we are. And that's not even a fraction of the people who are really the black community. So we have the false representation. So I think that, there are quite a few artists. There's Ledisi. There's, Jill Scott has some good music. I mean, there's quite a few great artists. Bria Marie has good music. So there's a lot of great artists who are available that's giving positive messages and taking us back to that royal industry like we were royalty. This music that we created was, Diana Ross was treated as royalty. You know, James Brown was treated as royalty. Michael Jackson was treated as royalty. It's because the music and the stance and the posture and the integrity and the standards that they held. So we just want everybody to get back to that same place, you know?
All right. Carvin Hagens, Rage Against the Ratchet. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me, man. I really appreciate you.
Well, that's it for our show tonight. Be sure to stop by PrisonPlanet.tv where you can get a great deal throughout this holiday season. I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.